Hi, this is Eugene Kelly from the Vaseline's, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Oh. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM atop the insanely humid Student Union building. It is a gorgeous day out today. We have a very special guest in the studio, but right now we're going to start off with something killer, something summery. Smoke them if you got them, guys. This is Los Dug Dugs.
Boys.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is A Noise, and in the studio, very special guest, very good friend, partner in crime, music director from CJSF and record collector aficionado, Ed Blake. Say hello, Ed.
You're wonderful. Boy, oh boy. You're the floweriest, happiest, most, I don't want to use the word condescending, nicest ever host ever.
I'm a condescending prick, but
but it doesn't seem that way unless you know you.
Well, it's because I got the big smile on my face, but it's a gorgeous day out. We started the show off with some Mexican psych, some bootlegged Los Dug Dugs off of the 1995 French bootleg off the Mezcal Records. Let's Make It Now. It's the name of the song. Every single song off that album, an absolute gem. Check it out if
that
you can.
Pretty tasty.
Yeah,
that
they're amazing, you know. But Ed's brought a great old stack of records here that we're going to go through, maybe, as well as some old favorites. What are we going to listen to first here?
None of this is particularly rare, but I freaking love Keith Emerson. And this is him with his original band, The Nice, and they're doing America from West Side Story. And there's a live version of this. Unfortunately, I don't have it, where you can just... he used to apparently run around on stage with his
Moog
keyboard.
Keytar or whatever?
Yeah, on wheels. And... bust bottles all over it and stick knives in it and things like that. And in the live version of it, you can hear him like running all over the stage with this thing and stabbing it and all kinds of things. This one's a lot more sedate, but it's still, it's such a great melody. And unfortunately, they try and toss in a message, but whatever, you know.
Well, this is The Nice on
it's
A Noise.
The Nice, yeah.
Thank you. July 24th, the pains of being pure at heart bring dreamy, noisy pop in four pieces from New York to Biltmore Cabaret. Joining them will be special guests, girls, and champagne socialists. Tickets for this show are available online at www.ticketweb.ca. Show gets going at 9:30 and doors open at 8, so bring everyone you can to hear the pains of being pure at heart, Friday, July 24th.
Yes, indeed. That is going to be a killer show. Pains of Being Pure at Heart, July 24th. Biltmore Cabaret, probably one of my favorite albums of this year, actually. And do you have much Slumberland stuff in your collection?
No.
Do you remember the great indie label that came? It was like early 90s, you know? But they're back.
No,
and,
really?
Pains of Being Pure at Heart are kind of the Slumberland Renaissance. And I swear to God, I couldn't tell the difference between that album that was released this year versus something that was released in 1992. Right. It's great stuff. Speaking of great stuff, yes, you just heard the Flaming Fingers of Keith Emerson. And great stuff. The Nice.
You know, I confused the two versions, or some of the versions. I thought we were playing the single version, but we didn't, which has the Pledge of Allegiance in it.
Okay, very nice. But you're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Ed Blake in the house from SFU, CJSF. If we keep on playing music like this, we're going to become the two guys on Rockin'itis, I think. We're going to play a little bit more reissued stuff. I just pulled this out.
I can
out.
Complain about my hip.
You know, like it hurt. You know, but no, we're going to be listening to something that was respectfully and tastefully covered by probably my favorite Vancouver band, Superconductor. And when are you guys getting back together, please? You know, like, seriously, according to Keith Perry, drummer of Superconductor and Scratch Records, a proprietor, he insists that Superconductor have never officially broken up, that they've always still been a band. They just haven't really gotten
just
together.
Just Carl has gone off and done his own side thing.
Yeah, that little band, yeah, you know, that porno
was
band.
It
that
Glee or you know, like, Zampano? You know, that's the band he was
that's
in.
That's the band he'll be most well known for, Zampano.
Yeah.
But, of course, we're talking about Carl Newman, lead singer of New Pornographers. And if you actually find, if there's any Discorder fans, Discorder magazine, that magazine from CITR, about maybe, I don't know if you remember this, Ed, about 7 years ago, Krista Min, who was our contributing writer, she did a Superconductor family tree where
It was the 4th Avenue house or whatever it was.
Well, that was related to it, but Superconductor was in the middle, and then it had all the offshoots that anything was associated with. And she managed to connect Superconductor to Genesis P. Orridge. I'll explain it to you. It's pretty cool because Daryl Newdorf produced Bastard Song by Superconductor. Daryl Newdorf worked with Mark Spivey in Dead Voices on Air. Mark Spivey, Soviet France, worked with Psych TV. Psych TV, Genesis P. Orridge.
It's not all that
there
big a leap either.
Exactly. You know, six degrees. You
holy
know?
Cow.
But enough of our yakking here. This is a fantastic song, a great summertime song. And again, kick back, relax, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy the Flower Traveling Band.
Thank you. remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. I was barely 17, and I once killed a boy with a Fender guitar. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it had a heart of chrome and a voice like a horny angel. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it wasn't at all easy. It required the perfect combination of the right power chords and the precise angle from which to strike. The guitar bled for about a week afterward, and the blood was dark and rich like wild berries. The blood of the guitar was Chuck Berry red. The guitar bled for about a week afterward, but it rung out beautifully, and I was able to play notes that I had never even heard before. So I took my guitar and I smashed it against the wall. I smashed it against the floor. I smashed it against the body of a varsity cheerleader. Smashed it against the hood of a car. Smashed it against the 1981 Harley Davidson. The Harley howled in pain. The guitar howled in heat. And I ran up the stairs to my parents' bedroom. Mommy and Daddy were sleeping in the moonlight. Slowly I opened the door, creeping in the shadows right up to the foot of their bed. I raised the guitar high above my head, and just as I was about to bring the guitar crashing down upon the center of the bed, my father woke up screaming, "Stop! Wait a minute! Stop it, boy! What do you think you're doing? That's no way to treat an expensive musical instrument!" And I said, "God damn it, Daddy! You know I love you, but you got a hell of a lot to learn about rock and roll!" I'm sorry.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here at the helm with special guest Ed Blake from CJSF. How are things going on at our sister station?
Fabulously. It's the summer, so it's quiet.
It's quiet here, too, actually.
It's good.
You know, like, I mean, a lot of kids are all just, you know, out and enjoying the sun and stuff like that.
Yeah, at the beach, swimming.
Let's go through what we heard there. We had some Japanoise psychedelic stuff. Flower Traveling Band of the recently reissued Satori record with Satori Part 1 on this funny label that, can you just hold on for just 1 second? Hold on.
Are you going to yell at somebody? Hey, a bunch of pinheads are doing a goddamn...
That's why we have the soundproof studio door, and when it's closed, you know, I mean...
I like it when you get the inane chatter in the background.
You know, like, you mean like we're doing right now?
My nails! Oh, I cracked one!
We had Satori Part 1 there, Flower Traveling Band, and something funny about that reissue, it is on...
A record label.
No, you gotta
that's
be.
Called...
You gotta be aware of this record label. It's called Phoenix Records, but I don't think. I think they're this budget is they don't really have a website because I've Googled Phoenix Records before,
right.
And there is a Phoenix record label based out of Utah, which is a Mormon singing label.
Wow.
But I think this is already out of print. A reissue that's out of print. That's kind of a contradiction in terms, eh? Mm. But yeah. Check it out if you can at finer record stores.
You know, one of those fly-by-night sort of kind of like just put out the reissues, sell all the copies, boom, you're done, you're out of the door.
And you don't have to pay royalties on anything.
We just got, I just bought Germs 7-inch reissue and an Avengers 7-inch reissue. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, the people that reissued those don't have much in the way of dealings with the original bands.
Most likely. Yeah. But did you know that Germs just played 5 shows in the States?
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah, they played Atlanta, Georgia. They played in New York. They played in Detroit.
One of them's dead.
I mean, most. That's exactly kind of the irony, actually. And I think it was just one of the original members, perhaps the drummer. And no, it wasn't Belinda Carlisle.
Pat needed to supplement his income or something like that. Or
you never know, but that's strange stuff either way. And then we had one of your choices there at After Flower Traveling Band, the legendary Jim Steinman. From
Meatloaf
fame.
Meatloaf
and
his writing partner.
He was the writing partner, but just looking at the cover here, I wish I could convey to you how amazing this cover is. And this was released before Bat Out of Hell, was it not? What year do we have on here?
You know, I even...
No, it was not. This is 1981, so he was still believing in this kind of
they
stuff.
They had a bit of a falling out. I read the bio, the grossly illustrated Meatloaf bio that, you know, you can read at arm's length because the print is so big.
Yeah.
But
it still only fills 80 pages, right?
Maybe 300. You know. But, you know, 240 of those pages are pictures.
Wow. But anyways, yeah. Jim Steinman, he has this kind of winged Icarus with chains around his wrist, but he's holding this wonderful, it's almost a Paul Stanley style Ibanez guitar. And then, of course, he's got this scantily clad woman, you know, just kind of clinging onto his neck and stuff like that. And they're looking at the moon. And the album title is really called I Know That I'm Going to Be Like This Forever. I'm Never Going to Be What I Should. And You Think That I'll Be Bad For Just A Little While, But I'll Know That I'll Be Bad For Good. Wow. Prophetic. And we heard Love and Death and an American Guitar, the lovely spoken word bit there. And then we mixed in some Boredoms off of Vision Creation New Sun. And
I just noticed he has a tattoo that says Bad For Good. Oh, look at that. I just noticed. Sorry.
And now we're going to move on into some mute territory. Something off of... I consider myself a bit of a mute aficionado, and I don't know this record at all.
Yeah, I totally forgot to mention. Max Weinberg plays drums on this.
Oh, wow. Okay, then we're back. We're done with Jim Steinman.
And Todd Rundgren plays guitarist on. Okay.
So he basically hired the best session musicians in the world. Yeah. Okay.
Max Weinberg.
All right. That is the first and last time you'll ever hear talk about Jim Steinman this show.
Look at those wings, though.
Anyways, we have something in our hands called Nervous Systems, a Mute compilation, which I'm surprised I've never heard of, actually. I consider myself kind of a Mute aficionado. Came out in 1992, which features a lot of bands that I do quite like, including The Normal, DAF, Einstürzende Neubauten, Leibach, Crime of the City Solution. Non is on here. That's always nice.
That's a weird one have on. Well, Mute, was the big proponent of Non, but it's a weird sort of kind of thing to... It's mostly pop stuff.
Yeah, and then it ends with,
an industrial
Nazi. But we're going to start off this set with a track that maybe you can introduce a little bit better, because I don't know anything about He Said.
He Said was one of the guys from Wire, and Graham Lewis of Wire. He put out some awesome sort of kind of dance records in the 80s under He Said, and I think there was a couple other names he put out stuff under. But there was a club I used to go to in Detroit called Todd's, I think it was. And generally speaking, they had a 12-inch version of this that played for like 12 minutes or something like that they played at the end of the night to clear the dance floor off.
Nice.
But it was like waited to the end of the night just so I could hear the song, because it was so
That's
great.
Cool. It also means the DJ probably had to go take a whiz too, though, most likely.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Mm-hmm. He Said on a Noise.
Thank you. I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A, positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here with special guest Ed Blake from our sister station, CJSF, better known as SFU Radio.
Your carts are so good. They really are.
No, thanks, man. Yeah. Like, you know.
They're a joy to listen to.
Oh, well, you know, thank you very much. You know, you're a joy to have here, man. Oh, you know, and.
You are a honey dripper.
We had some He Said there, and then we had some Ciccone Youth. The Whitey album, Macbeth, probably one of my favorite tracks of all time. You got to leave
That's
us.
That's a tasty record.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very nice little mishmash of, you know, hip hop and stupidity and humor. And funnily enough, here's a segue for you. That album that I bought in 1990 introduced me to the word Noi! Exclamation point, because there's a song on it called Two Cool Rock Chicks Listening to Noi.
Really?
And it's a recording of Kim Gordon, and I don't know who the other girl is, but they're talking about how they should hire Dinosaur Jr. They should hire Dinosaur Jr.'s manager to make them more famous. And they've got Noi playing in the background. And I had no idea who Noi was. And then I did some research and found out, oh, they're this German band and stuff like that. And that leads us to what we're about to listen to, actually, Mr. Thomas Dinger, who was an original member of Noi. And I cannot believe you have the original copy of this on Telefunken Records, which is funnily enough because
I really don't own any reissues.
Gotta boy, that's the way to be, I'm afraid, you know. But yeah, For Mich is the name of the record here. And you got to go after this. So I'd to thank you right now for being on the show.
My pleasure.
But you can make it by next week, yes?
I'd love to.
Okay, we'd love to have you.
Bring back some of the same records.
You know, bring some different ones, Goof.
We still got...
We got a pile of... Well, yeah, we got some Richard H. Kirk for next week, some Cluster and Eno. That'd be nice. Anywho, this is a bit of a lengthy track. This is a track...
And it's very summer.
Oh, yay. Okay, cool.
It's very summery.
Get out there and enjoy this weather. It's hot up here, and we're in this horrible windowless building. And, you know, so enjoy the weather for us vicariously through us. Give us a shout at 822-2487 if you like what you're hearing. And, yeah, here we go.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Hi, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. I'd like to thank my special guest, Ed Blake, for coming in. You got to take off.
I got to go.
I'm sorry.
I got to go. I'm taking part in a study.
You will be missed, and you are studyable. You know, I'd like to...
You are such a honey dripper. It's awesome.
Study your record collection.
It's fabulous. Boy, oh boy.
If you keep on doing this
in
little increments...
If you don't know Luke in person, you need to meet him because he's such a wonderful person.
Anywho...
As I bring things to a screeching halt.
On that note, we're actually going to play some more of our offensive stuff now. We're going to get in... I haven't played Wayne Butane in a while and had a request for it online. And if you want to request anything, just drop me a line, lukemead@hotmail.com. And I'm out there on Face, whatever, and Face Space or whatever you want to call it and stuff. But yeah, Wayne Butane, got to warn you, put some, we're talking headphones on the kids here because you're going to hear a few blue words. But Bleak, if you're working, hopefully this makes your day a little bit better. This is Wayne Butane on A Noise.
Hi, it's me again.
Hi there.
This recording is a lot like that great old toy box of mine. It's full of the things I've saved, good times, heartaches, triumphs, tragedies, mistakes, and
every known sex act and type.
I hope and pray that they're all in here.
The name of this store is
Curious George
and the Broken Legs.
An extraordinary journey into the unknown awaits you.
It's time for the question of the week. The question this week is,
will you help me change my sack?
No. I'm Rosalie Fox with a Hollywood report. Tom Bergeron has hosted this Hollywood Squares since Whoopi Goldberg brought it back 6 years ago.
Getting to meet Carol Burnett, Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, the Smothers Brothers, Martin Mull. We started flipping each other the bird. This was inevitable.
I'm Rosalie Fox in Hollywood.
I'd rather have
raw naked violence
than Jesus.
Side me.
Hey, this is Shaq the drunk driver. A few drinks, get the keys, drive drunk.
I like the way it's going down.
A message from the department and RAD.
How dumb is that?
80% of all Americans favor
the crispy round tortilla chip that tastes like
an elderly refugee woman.
Yeah!
What in the world is that? And who recorded it?
I don't know.
Naked girls.
I'd always wanted one.
Along with a wedge of Swiss cheese.
Stink groove.
Members of Congress, distinguished guests, and fellow citizens. America this evening is a nation called
Mike Lippincranz.
The teacher says you should practice scales and runs so that you can play the piano very well. But it's hard not to think about other things sometimes, like
sex.
And then you think,
this is stupid. I'm out of here.
Silly.
And he grabbed his shotgun and was off in a flash.
Mr. T here.
Listen, asshole. I'm sick and tired of your macho crap.
Strike that. Reverse it.
Perversion.
It's 10 minutes before the hour, and here's what's happening. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California was attacked by U.S. planes Wednesday. Some other lawmakers say the U.S. needs to bring in more troops. An investigation continues. I'm Craig Smith.
Naked girls.
An awful lot of us are spending an enormous amount of time on this subject.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The whole family gets into it.
Even children.
Nonsense.
Prohibited.
And Do you
really think so?
You are on the air. Hi there.
I have a demon possession story.
What happened?
I've been possessed by these two demons. One is like sort of a slave to the other one, and it just does its bidding. The demon that was the head one, he says the name Ardor. He says that's his name. He'll just tell me about how he's trying to break my spirit and my will, and he'll make me do things that will just embarrass me so bad.
Is he succeeding?
Oh, a bit.
Well, I tell you what, you got to fight that. I don't know what that spirit is, Ardor. Never heard of that. Maybe somebody has.
That is very interesting.
Jimmy keeps farting at me.
And what exactly does that mean?
That can only be guessed.
That doesn't mean anything, Steve.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Then check out these, said Field Mouse.
These are quite impressive.
It's amazing. They're twice as big as they were yesterday.
Twins.
More cha-chas than ever before.
Big boobs.
Yeah, big boobs.
Boulders. She's got big boobs. 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 She's got big boobs.
Those are all over the place, and I think those could be massaged.
Woo! Yeah!
You're just a squeeze away.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the queen of cups.
The best things in life are breasts.
Do they make you, pucker up?
They rule.
An awful lot of us are spending an enormous amount of time on this subject.
And now here's another requested song.
Screw you!
That's the worst thing I ever heard!
Shut up, you fuck.
Suffer!
We have had Michael Jackson on our prayer list for many, many months.
Oh, what's the matter with him?
There's been a drinking party and nude bathing. An investigation will surely take place.
And now here's
a very beautiful girl with large breasts.
Do anything, but please don't spank me.
Keep reminding yourself, it's just a
sound collage.
It's just a
sound collage.
It doesn't matter what you call it, of course. The great thing is to do it.
Hard drugs are really quite the way to live.
Yes, they're perfect for every member of the family.
Even children.
Thank you.
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 Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
John Kerry says,
I don't feel so good.
No, I don't. Now, let's turn our attention to some other familiar sounds.
Oh, I smell something funny.
It was a joy and a pleasure bringing this to you.
What now? Do we blow this shit?
You must be cartooning. The best is yet to come.
AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268, or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're just about wrapping up the show here. We've got only about 50 minutes left. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we have The Green Majority, hosted by CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio A Go-Go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Tracy. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie and Eric. 6:30 this week, alternating, I believe it is The Canadian Way, hosted by Spike Chilton. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Focal Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Man City with Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, pretty much the best thing in radio, Hans Kloss. With Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. We're going to finish out the show with, we do every week, something off the infamous Nurse with Wound list. This week, we've got, I just felt like playing some Guru, because Ed, thanks again, Ed Blake, for coming in and doing the show. He claimed that he hadn't heard Guru in a decade or so, and so even though he can't hear me, this is going to be dedicated to him. This is the first side off of the now legendary, to me at least, UFO album. So we'll hear Stone In, Girl Call, and Next Time See You at the Dalai Lama. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. Until then, this is Guru.
Thank you.